jumped up in a ratty zoot suit. He ripped off his mask in front of a seersucker flute. Hypnotizing boogie. It's that hypnotizing boogie. It's that hypnotizing boogie. Sure feels good. I can't dance, but I wish I could.
Welcome to From CN to CA. I'm your host, Haitong Ni. We are kicking things off with Fujikaze, who just performed at Coachella last Sunday. This is his signature song from his debut album. Here is Nan Nan.
Yabame, 優しい気持ちで答えを聞いてもう歌わせないで裏切りのボロソバラベレンベベルベレンベベレンババランダそれはある静かに残した歌がある。あれからところでどうしてる？愛も変わらず言い訳ばかりでして最後に会えた去年の夏やれやれと吹く僕らだけがわかるならば
着碎满便当，兔子色因为夹不到口香糖，我手指热因为沾了点的小胖，我身体藏着可怕的创意，为了你扛着我便是他的奴隶，一身体藏着不是科学的毛病，你赢不了但你还是继续，你听不了为什么我自言自语，你听不到我灵魂有自己的旋律，我并不要你所谓的成功，我听不懂但你嘴巴不停的动，我一直笑因为看到世界的轻松，感觉到如果你害怕试试看这个爱，把你的烦恼游戏规则统统抛开，让你的心有一个机会代替你脑袋，我希望当我自己80岁，每天的日子都是简单的 Happy Day。 I love you， 希望 you love me， 因为 love 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 大家都需要。 Oh yeah， 给我 love love love， 让我感觉到。 Hey，
谢谢小游。
不管是在什么地方，不管是什么时代，有一个节奏就有理由让你头一直甩。如果你肯接我你的手，打直接拍。如果你跟着唱，会把气氛搞得更嗨。从伊拉克的沙漠一直到你我的心里，美国洛杉矶一直到你弟的乌鲁木齐，每一个人应该是最亲密的姐妹兄弟。我是说真的，音乐的魔力是你们的基本联系，爱的武器。音乐的利益是你落的机会，欢迎是和平。快学着马大方的态度，就算有一点难自己，千万不要在意，大家只会偏爱着你。希望这个夕阳能够播放全世界。音乐就是爱，就是我老天爷。当你眼前都是黑夜，那你就记得 LOVE， 什么都不缺。因为 love love love， 大家都需要。Oh yeah， 给我 love love love， 让我感觉到。
That was Love, Love, Love by Chinese-American artist Li Hongwang. Up next is Faded by David Tao, who is widely known as the godfather of Chinese R&B. Enjoy.
Hey, yeah. Da, 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 da.我承认我也有点情绪，该好好坦决让你离去，改天买点什么哄你，你就不会生气。一个星期都没你消息、yeah、17个留言都没回应，感觉有一点不对劲，让我开始担心。我说了什么，我做了什么，还是问题不在谁认错，错在那不该做的却一直做，该说的没有说。我说了什么，我做了什么，
你我还要骗自己多久？如果装若无其事从头来过，让我们比较好过，是对还是错？足够的技巧不去争执、yeah、足够的成熟但没情趣，会是爱的不够多还是根本还错、oh、分手这念头你有闪过、yeah、老实说我也想过很多、oh、难得但讽刺的默契，想想会更难过。我说了什么，我做了什么，还是问题不在谁认错，错在那不该做的却一直做，该说的没有说。我说了什么，我做了什么，你我还要骗自己多久？如果装若无其事从头来过，让我们比较好过，是对还是错？什么？问错了什么？可能你都永远不会懂。掏出我的心给你有什么用？又不是没努力过，不是你的错，不是我的错，怪你不如我先想清楚，慢慢了解爱。
The dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
Welcome back to From CN to CA. Our final two tracks for today are the latest single from South Korea's Lee Yong-ji, followed by Montreal's very own Busty and the Bass. You've been listening to From CN to CA. I'm your host, Hai Dong-nee. Thanks for tuning in.
Another couch in a servant to break it. Oh, got me bumps with the body rocking crazy. I love you getting on in my cheap moment. Oh, you got a jump, no more than chop castle. No, I'm naked silver and I'm all day, 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 day. I'm more than more of the night. Night time is the dollar song. Much on my days.
3, 2, 1, dance.
Feel my body rocking, popping, chomping. Make my body go jump, not go down, chin, chun, chun. Feel my body rockin', poppin', jumpin' off of you. Let me want it, pop, I'm thinkin' of your heart. Oh, now I'm big on, robot, big on.
escape, you're taking all my energy. So take a listen to this song, put you back where you belong. It don't matter if it's right or wrong. So many melodies, can't escape, you're taking all my energy. So take a listen to this song, put you back where you belong. It don't matter if it's right or wrong.
Vai marinheiro, vai, vai, vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai marinheiro, vai, vai, ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é, com toda a certeza, o programa Atlantis, que transmitimos dos estúdios da C4C, no quadrante 101.9 FM, em sistema de cabo 90.9, aos domingos das 18 às 20 horas, com locução de Eduardo Pereira.
Vai marinheiro, vai, vai.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Hello and welcome. This is Absolutely Frivolous. My name is Cindy. I'm on the air and you're listening. This is Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome to the show. I'm here every Thursday at 10:30 and I try to play a variety of different comedy for you every week. Sometimes, I don't know, sometimes I throw in an interview. Funny songs I'll play, a lot of stand-up comedy because I feel like that's an art form in its own. But I will do audio of sketch comedy and poetry and just funny stories, anything that I can find that makes me laugh and might make you laugh or vice versa, I will put on the air. I do like to always start my show by saying I apologize, and so does CFRC if any of the topics in the comedy that I play are offensive to you in any way. That's not our goal here at CFRC, especially not at this show. We hope to make you laugh, smile, giggle, guffaw, or just think about your own behavior. Whether what you're doing is funny on itself, because I feel comedy is definitely a lens on our bad behavior. No question about it at times. You're like, oh my goodness. If there's a sign for it, that means somebody did something. So, and I feel that comedy, especially stand-up, is also that signpost going, hey, look at us. Look at humans. Oh my God. So welcome to the show. I've been away for a few weeks and I apologize. My uncle passed away, so I'm very glad to be here now. In this wonderful little studio at 10:30 in the morning and enjoying just the vibe if you ever wanted to volunteer here. It's really worth it. We have about 125 volunteers, I think, and we all do various things. Some of us do shows. Some of us do outreach in the community. Some of us maintain our libraries, which there are quite a few of music and various other kinds of audio libraries. And it's just a great little place. And I've always had I've been here a long time and I care about it deeply. That being said, if things changed and I couldn't be here, I would be able to accept that too, because it has been a long, wonderful road. Don't get me wrong. But, sometimes it's tricky to make it happen. So I know I'm getting maudlin and you're here for comedy, so I will stop it. Just want to give you one of the great things about CFRC, of course, is our community outreach. And we do post community events on our website, which is really cool. Tonight, they're having Sing It, the movie musical sing-along that's happening at Domino Theater tonight at 7:30. I highly recommend it. I've heard good things. There's also trivia at the Grad Club. The Grad Club is awesome. Just go. It's a house with a bar in it, and it's got a wonderful patio in the summer. It's so worth it. Other things this weekend, there is a scrapbook and card class at Tet Center, another wonderful place we have here in Kingston, right on the water. Honestly, go out the back door just to see how beautiful it is there, even if you're not taking the class. That's at 6 p.m. tomorrow. There is also Spiritual Awakening, St. Lawrence College Music Theater at Thousand Islands Playhouse in Gananoque at 7:30. If you want to support local theater and St. Lawrence College, definitely head out there to GAN at 7:30. If there's any tickets left, probably not. But you can always find out. You never know. People cancel. On Saturday, we have the Kingston Public Market downtown. On Sunday, we have the Memorial Center Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's getting close to May when we go back outside. So cool. And I'm not going to say that May joke, but it's worth it to go to the Memorial Center Farmers Market at any time. But I love the first Sunday in May when we go back outside. And it's usually cold and rainy, but it's so lovely to be back out in the booth, out in the wild of the Memorial Center. All right, you're here to listen to comedy. I've got two comedians coming up. Later on in the show, there will be Hannah Voldhaven, and then we have Casey Shornima coming up next, and they're both very funny. Casey is from Nepal, and Hannah is from Oshawa, and you'll get their opinions on all of that in the next half hour. So please keep tuning in to Absolutely Frivolous at 10:30 on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here's Casey. Have a great rest of the day. Take care.
I'm gonna start with a song today, okay? I'm Native American, and we have our version of the famous Woody Guthrie song you might know. Our version goes, "This land is my land." "This land is my land." All right. You get it. Get out of my land. All right. Don't get tense. I'm just kidding. All right. I'm kidding. I'm not Native American. Just a lion Asian, you know? I am Asian. My name is Casey. And someone recently asked me what my Asian name was. And I was like, it's just Casey. It's just letter K and letter C. And she was like, yeah, but like, what does it stand for? Like back home. And I was like, all right, okay. The K actually stands for Kim Jong-un, all right? And the C stands for Ching Chong, all right? Is that, is that what you wanna hear? You know? I actually recently came out to my coworkers. I did. Thank you. I came out as Asian. Because since the pandemic started, I've actually been living as a Hispanic woman, you know? They were like the Asian virus. I was like, I see, you know? Qué lástima, right? All right. I don't know. I recently moved in with my boyfriend. Anyone else make a huge mistake that you can't break the lease out of, you know? I don't know. We've been fighting a lot. We fight a lot, and we mostly fight because he says dumb things to me. Right? Like, the other day he looked at me and he said, "You are so beautiful. Has anyone ever told you that?" I was like, I'm 26 years old. Why would no one ever have told me that? What do you think? You're some quirky guy who likes an ugly girl, dude? Like, you know, you think I've never been added on Facebook by an older Indian man, dude? If you know, you know, all right? I don't know. He told me recently I had COVID not too long ago. And when I had COVID, he looked at me and he said, "Did you know sleeping together can help your immune system? Did you guys know that? Did you know that? Yeah. Did you know my boyfriend thinks he is so good in bed that he can end the pandemic? Did you know that?" I was like, "Have you told the government this?" You know? Let's set you up outside a hospital somewhere, all right? I don't know. I'm having a good time because we recently got a dog. We got a dog just to expedite our breakup. I love our dog. He's really cute. But I think he would look cuter with makeup on him. But it's really far to, it's really hard to find makeup that's been tested on animals. Have you guys run into this problem? I don't know what the problem is with animal testing makeup, all right? If you think about it, it's a guy with a science degree and a lab coat just putting mascaras on bunnies all day. That's all he does. And everyone is mad, and the bunny's like, "I have never looked sexier," you know? What's the problem? I don't know. I used to travel with my boyfriend a lot before the pandemic. We went to Thailand before the pandemic. Thailand's a beautiful country. But if you're in Bangkok with a 6'2 white dude and you look like me, it's really easy to look like a local streetwalker, all right? But it's really hard to not look like one, you know? There is nothing I can do when he's at the ATM that makes me look like I'm not hired, all right? I could be reading the Bible and people are like, "That's a weird fetish," but whatever, you know? I just don't know how to tell people walking by that this money is for the girl we hired together, you know what I mean? How do you bring that up? I started leaning into it, you know, would be at the grocery store, I'm looking like a streetwalker. He would try to hold my hand, and I would just swat it away and be like, "You no pay enough, honey," you know? Because that way he looks like a loser, all right? The only place in Thailand where I let him hold my hand was at Thai airports, because Thai airports have these signs about human trafficking. They're like, "Please don't steal our women." It's really sweet. adorable. And I love playing this game where he would be holding my hand and I would just start screaming, "I don't want to go to America," you know? Just to see what happens. Turns out they don't care about human trafficking, all right? They let me through. I'm from Nepal. If you guys don't know where Nepal is, you can ask any white dude with dreads. He'll tell you. He knows where it is, all right? I grew up in Nepal. I went to an all-girl Catholic boarding school in Nepal, which is a school full of Hindu children and extremely Catholic nuns. And the nuns would always be like, you know, Jesus doesn't like it when you do things like that. And we were all like, who is Jesus? They never told us, dude. I thought he was the principal for like 7 years. I was like, oh, that guy is mad at us, all right? I do like traveling, you know? I don't like it, though, when people travel somewhere and they come back and they act like they're better than you. You know what I mean? Like, I know this girl who went to England for 2 months and she came back saying vitamins and aluminium. I was like, what happened in England? Did you get scurvy? Like, you... what happened? People never do that with Asian countries, you know? It's like people will go to, like, Barcelona, and they'll come back, and they'll be like, over there, they call it Barcelona, you know? No one ever does that with Asian countries. No one ever, like, you never see someone go to India and come back and say, over there, they call it Bharat, you know? Or, like, no one ever goes to, like, Nepal and comes back and is like, over there, they just call it a piece of crap, you know? Or, like, no one goes to, like, North Korea and comes back. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC, 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario.
That sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea-treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Wow. By rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to 6 feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m.
and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Okay, I am from Oshawa. Yeah, I'm white trash. But 35, no overdoses. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so happy to say I'm 80 days sober today. Thank you. Okay, amazing. Some of you didn't clap, so that's crazy. You want me to relapse? Wow, rude. I don't want to have that. No, it is. I'll be honest, I'm doing well, but it is a little bit harder to stay sober in the summertime because every time it's nice out, every time it's sunny, I'm like, oh, what a perfect day for patio cocaine. I had a problem. No, I'm good. I'm so good. Can I just say that this is how much I loved cocaine? I used to buy it.
What?
I'm a woman. That's crazy. Men should just give it to me. Can you imagine? Oh, man. No, I'm good. I'm good now. This is the trashiest thing about me. I actually have my ex's name tattooed on me. Yes. But be honest, does anybody else have my ex's name tattooed? Where is he? Is he here? Oh my god. Oh my god. Just wave, sweetie, if you're here. I miss him. No, I really do. I get questioned on it a lot because he was from the Netherlands, so the tattoo is in Dutch. So people will see it and they'll be like, oh, Hannah, what does that mean? I'm like, oh, it means I'll believe anything. Stop. Fun, only fun. The relationship wasn't all bad because, okay, he was learning English with me and like, it was kind of fun because he used to do this one Dutch thing where every word he said was a lie. Cute. It was cute. I should say this. I'm still on one drug. I just started ADHD medication. Does anyone else do meth at all in here? I'll be honest, I had to lower my dose. I got up to 40 milligrams and I did start tweaking out a bit, I think. This is how I knew I had to lower it. I don't know. Do you guys know the men that are always like taking apart bicycles on the subway? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like they always have like plastic bags around them. I used to just walk right by them. I got up to 40 milligrams. I'm like, what do we got going on here, guys? I'm like grinding my teeth. I'm like, let's get the wheels off. I'm just gnawing on the bike. I'm like, what is on the inside of this, huh? So I lowered the dose. Doing good now. Oh my goodness. I'll be honest. I live in the city now and I love the subway. I do. I love that there's like a villain you have to defeat at every stop, right? It's fun. The door's open, just a man covered in piss holding a needle. You're like, oh, and I have to get by you. Fun. Oh, a hero's journey. Okay. Don't mind if I do. Oh, scary. I had a run-in with one of these guys recently, and I was alone on the platform, and I saw a man coming towards me, didn't look well, and I was getting more and more nervous the closer he got, and then he comes right by me, and as he passes me, he whispers, "You're not as pretty as you think you are." What? I was like, oh, I thought you were going to stab me. Oh. That's great. I was like, you're just going to hurt me with words. That's actually better. That's crazy. I actually started running after him. I was like, how pretty do you think I am? It's like, am I ugly or not? Let me know. But that is like, that's such a good technique. Like instead of pushing women in front of trains, he just tells them things they can't handle until they jump, right? Like next time he sees me, he's like, you peaked in high school. I'm like, you got me. Oh man, I am single. Oh my God, no. Oh, thank you. Stop this guy. I am single. This is a thing. I think I'm single because I love sleeping with my friends. I do. My kink is ruining the group dynamic. You guys should try it. No, but I did. I recently joined Hinge. It's a dating app. And I didn't realize how many questions they ask you on Hinge. The first question they ask you is, how much do you drink? Which is like crazy because it's like, yeah, I have a problem. But I'm not going to tell you that now. That's a surprise for later. Right? Right? When you're watching Love Island and you crack the second bottle of Chardonnay and you're like, that's a lot. And you're like, yeah, so what? Right? It's a surprise. And you're like, oh, okay. But they also ask you your political party, which again, it's like, I don't really want to know right away if my boyfriend's like conservative, or I want to find out the old fashioned way. Right. And like catch him listening to Joe Rogan. All right. Be like, hey, like catch him sucking a dick. And you're like, oh, you're NDP. Okay. but no, the last thing they ask you before you get on the app is you have to pick like what kind of relationship you want, and you can choose. You can choose short term or long term. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm a girl on a dating app. Obviously, long term, right? Like if I wanted to get laid, I wouldn't be on an app. I would go outside, right? Like I would just go outside and be like, who wants sex? And men would pop out of dumpsters and be like, did someone say sex? Right? Just scuttle across the road with a banana peel on their face. I'd be like, yeah, come and get it. Right? I don't need an app for that, right? Yeah, but I don't want to say long-term either, because then you scare men away, right? So, like, you have to lie or whatever. You have to go on there, and you have to be like, oh, I'm casual. My favorite hobbies are working out and jobs. Right? And then men are like, oh, I like jobs, right? And you're like, yeah, more jobs this way. Right, follow me. Right? And then men are like, okay. And then you trap them, right? You trap them, and then you get married, and then you go, just kidding. I hate jobs. And then they're like, I'm NDP. And then like... And that's love. That's love, right? Oh, that's the love. That's what I want. Oh, my God. There's a feature on Hinge. It's called Most Compatible, which I should turn off. It's once a week, Hinge. They at the beginning of the week, they're like, Hannah, we found your most compatible. And you're like, oh, okay. And they take all the data, right? And they go, do you want to see? Do you want to see who it is? And you're like, oh, my God, show me, show me, show me. And then they show you a picture of the ugliest man you've ever seen. Yeah, a man on fentanyl. You're like, oh, wow. You're like, that's my most compatible? And they go, yeah, that's your soulmate. You're like, really? Wow. And then you take a screenshot and you send your friends and you're like, really? And they're like, kinda. And you're like, really? Really? Wow. And then you look in the mirror and you're like, really? Really? And it also hurts because I know I'm some guy's most compatible, and he opens the app and he's like, really? Not nice. No, I should. You know what? I was seeing this one guy. I thought he was really into me because he got me this a really expensive gift. It was the morning after pill, and $50. Not bad. He did. He really did pay for it. I thought it was. I thought it was kind of sweet. I thought it was so sweet. I decided not to take it. He's going to make a good dad. You know, I took it in the afternoon to give him a head start. And I was like, swim faster. No. Oopsies, we're a family now. No, I took it. I did. I should have a baby, though. I should, because I'm 35, actually. Oh, my God. Again, stop. Stop. Oh, my God. Okay. No, I should have a baby. I'm 35, and I don't know if you guys know this, like what it's called, a baby after 35. It's called a geriatric pregnancy. I just learned this. Yeah, that's what mean old man named it that. He heard 35 and was like, Geriatric, what? Sounds like you give birth to the baby and the doctor has to blow dust off its head. Like it's gonna come out covered in Werther's or something. They just hand it to you in a lace doily. They're like, ooh, just prune juice, no breast milk. Yeah, so I got a little freaked out by this, so I was like, oh, maybe I should freeze my eggs. And I told my friend, and she's like, oh, Hannah, actually, you should freeze an embryo. That's like way more effective. I was like, yeah, I don't have an embryo. That's why I'm gonna freeze my eggs, right? Like if I had an embryo, I would raise it, right? I'm like, why don't I just freeze a whole baby? That's probably effective. Why don't I put a toddler in the fridge, shake it out when I'm ready? Be like, thanks for waiting, kid. I don't have those things. I only have the eggs. This is the thing, though. I looked into it, and I realized I couldn't do it because it costs $10,000 to freeze your eggs. So now I'm just doing cold plunges with my legs open. I don't know. I put an ice cube up there every day. I hope that does something. I also kind of decided against it because I think freezer babies might be a little weird. I don't know. I'm sorry if there's any defrosting in here right now. I don't know. I feel like maybe they're going to come out with like frostbite on the ears or something. Maybe taste like cardboard. And they'll, right? And they'll be like, I'm a real baby. I was delivered. We're like, no, you're Delicio, right? Just a little off. Thank you guys so much. You've been so much fun.
I don't believe in heaven in the winter. I don't believe in winter in the fall. I beat my temples just to see them splinter. I tear the wings of flies just to see them crawling down, down through the gravel and the mud, where a rope can't knot and a soap can't sud. St. Peter's on a smoke break, the devil's dressed in silk, and you always eat the mother after drinking her milk. I don't believe my eyes I ever darted. I don't believe my teas I